you provide these questionnaires to the patient, and at what point do you provide questionnaires to a significant other who may be accompanying the patient on the visit?
There are all different ways that this is done in various contexts. For the most part, the questionnaire does go to the patient. However, we know from much of the research that we and others have done that oftentimes the patient also brings a team. And, you know, we know from observing people answering questions in the questionnaire that, you know, say a man in my practice would be answering and his wife or his, you know, child would be elbowing them saying, come on, you know, come on, dad, that's not really how it is. And so there's a lot of input, you know, to these. In general, we haven't really handed out questionnaires to caregivers on a routine basis, but it's probably a conversation for another day, but the truth is that caregivers go through an incredibly challenging experience with when there's a patient with a chronic illness. And being more in touch with the caregivers, as they say, providing care to the caregiver, is really probably essential. And we could probably achieve that through questionnaires, and it's a great idea for future research.